Chapter 16. New Impressions. On Christmas Day in Nice, France, it was a beautiful day for a walk. A tall young man walked slowly. There were plenty of pretty girls to see, but he didn't pay attention except to look at some blonde girl or someone in a blue dress, as if watching for someone. Then a woman hurried down the streets. The young woman, a blonde, was dressed in blue. He waved his hat at her like a little boy.
"Lori, is it really you? I thought you'd never get here,"
Amy cried.
Lori said, "I promised to spend Christmas with you, and here I am."
They climbed into a carriage and drove away as Amy told him about the Christmas party at their hotel that evening. He told her how he had spent a month in Berlin, then joined his grandfather in Paris. He will be there with friends for the winter. Lori explained that his grandfather hated to travel and he hated to stay still. So while Mr. Lawrence stayed with friends, Lori could travel and then go back to see him. He praised Amy when she spoke French and told her how charming she was. Amy blushed, but she didn't like the new way he spoke. She wished he had stayed more like the boy he had been. Amy went to the post office to get letters from home. She was sad at the word that Beth was doing poorly and thought about going home, but her mother had told her to stay. That night, she dressed up very nice. She saw her old friend Lori in a new light, not as our boy, but as a handsome man. She wore an old white silk ball dress. She put up her hair and put bunches of azalea flowers in her skirts. When Lori arrived, he complimented her, and she complimented how nice he looked. He gave her flowers and a little holder for her wrist. They danced together until others came to dance with her. When he sat down to watch as she danced, he studied her and decided that little Amy was going to make a very charming woman. When she was done dancing, Lori hurried away to bring her some food. He devoted himself to her for the rest of the evening. Their interest in one another grew, even without them knowing. But soon Amy began to see things in Lori she did not like. He promised to go visit his grandfather, but did not. She and her aunt began calling him Lazy Lawrence, but it did not bother him. He told her also about how Joe did not love him the way he loved her. Then he got angry when Amy called him Teddy, the name Joe always called him. They argued back and forth, until finally, Amy gave him the sketch she had been working on. He stared at the long, lazy figure on the grass, with half-shut eyes and a listless face.
"You draw so well," he said. "It's me."
Amy laid another sketch beside it. "That is as you are. This is as you were." The older sketch was full of life and spirit. It was of him taming a horse, and his attitude was full of energy and meaning. He blushed from the lesson she had given him. They laughed and talked all the way home. When he bent to kiss her hand, she told him to be himself. He gave her a hearty English handshake as before. The next morning he sent her a note. It said, "Tell your aunt goodbye. Your Lazy Lawrence has gone to his grandfather. Have a wonderful winter."
"I'm glad he's gone," Amy said. Her smile turned to a frown as she looked around the empty room. "I am glad, but I will miss him."